T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, what a Monday. To catch up on the very latest of the National Football League, brought to you by Zero Res. Have you done it yet? Come on, tell me you've done it. 3 rooms, $139. We only have 10 days left in August, and you're going to get that fourth room free at Zero Res at ZeroResAtlanta.com. Well, a lot to chew on in the NFL with all the stories, because once the games begin, and now we get into the middle of the preseason, you know that's going to happen. Anquan Boldin has shut it down, Hugh, but he didn't just retire at age 37. What a career he had. Great, great career. But he shut it down for an interesting reason, not just because he's reached the age of 37. He decided that he was going to, well, as he said, he had things in his life that he believed at this point in his life are bigger than football. And he's going to commit himself to going out there and working with the community.
Not only the community, John. He's working with he's in the past 2 years, he's worked on Capitol Hill fighting for criminal justice reform. He had a cousin, Corey Jones, who was shot to death by a plainclothes cop in 2015 after Jones' van broke down on the side of the road in South Florida. So he was saying something to the effect that football has afforded me a platform throughout my career to have a greater impact on my humanitarian work. And at this time, I feel drawn to make a larger fight for human rights a priority. So he received his calling. This is why last week when we were sitting in the bullpen and I thought what Chris Long did was so significant, because Chris Long, Malcolm Jenkins put his fist up in the air, and it was basically, he was standing for human rights. He was standing there for human rights. He put his fist in the air, and Chris Long put his arm around him. And when I came in that morning, that's why I was so passionate about it, because I was like, this could be big. Because now it's bringing awareness to it. And Chris said in his statements that there needs to be more people that look like me that stand in solidarity with my brothers. And I thought that was huge. And it made me feel like there was a true paradigm shift in the way that athletes viewed certain things and it viewed political stances. Because in my day, a lot of guys did not do that. It was another guy, Justin Britt. He wrote on his Twitter page a few days ago. I guess it was at a preseason game. And he said, justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. And now what you're starting to see is a lot of athletes that are, like, they're not afraid to speak their mind. And I think that's profound. I think what Anquan Boldin did was in direct correlation to what he saw happen on the field when they played the Philadelphia Eagles. He felt compelled when he saw Chris Long do what he did, to take a bigger stance and do what he could do to help try to bring about some change.
Yeah, he said his cousin Corey Jones was shot to death by a police officer in 2015 after his van broke down on the South Florida highway. And Anquan's point is that there's a lot of mistrust on both sides between the African-American community and the police, and he wants to help bridge that gap by going up to Capitol Hill and having a, you know, and so he's got a calling in life. Look, I can't imagine how wonderful it must be, whatever your calling is in life, to have a true calling in life, because so few people get a true calling. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody, I mean, be able to walk away from your NFL career because this is what you believe?
Well, he said he's played a long time, and he's been doing this for 2 years. I think that when he saw Chris Long do it and saw that you know, guys are starting to speak out about this, he felt that this was the right time for him. And that's why he walked away from it. You know what, John? And it's funny because I got a lot of emails this weekend. And a lot of people are talking about how they're going to boycott the football season. It's called, they're going to black it out. What's it called? A blackout, Daryl? Because I'm pretty sure you got the same ones. And they were talking about trying to stand in solidarity for, you know, Colin Kaepernick and some other things that are going on, for these social injustices. And I think that when you see players that aren't of color that stand in solidarity, that's when people are going to start to realize and listen to the message and not get so offended by the gestures that certain people are making. And Chris Long, man, I'm telling you, when he did it, I just think that was profound. And I think that's what kind of was the catalyst for Anquan Boldin to do what he did.
We were talking about some of the big stories in the NFL. We get to week three. This is the big week three, and for us, a huge week three, because there couldn't be a bigger week three. There won't be a bigger week three in preseason history in the history of the Atlanta Falcons, because there's never going to be another opening game from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Falcons coming off a game where they played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they did not face Ben Roethlisberger or Le'Veon Bell. Now, Big Ben just sitting out because it's preseason. Le'Veon Bell sitting out because he doesn't have a deal. Now, there's questions as to whether or not Le'Veon Bell will show up for week three. Some of the players seem to think that he's been tweeting some of the Steelers that he might just show up for football reasons, but he has not signed that $12.1 million, you know, the offer sheet. He hasn't signed that, right? And he hasn't agreed to a long-term deal, because it sounds to me, now maybe I'm wrong when I read all this, but because you made the point when he first started holding out that you're dealing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their history says they don't negotiate.
That's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. And there was also a story out there saying that there was something where they had a deal in place or whatever, but he walked away from it. I don't know. There's so much stuff going on out there that I don't know what's true and what is not true.
Well, supposedly they had made an offer before the deadline to sign a long-term contract for people that
which was a month ago.
Franchise, well over a month ago. I think July 14th, I think, was the day. So supposedly, and what happened was, is Bell turned down decent money, if that report is true, and now the market has Devontae Freeman being the highest paid at $8 a year on average.
How does he not take the tender at this point? It's $12 million. I mean, what are his options?
He's already said he's gonna take it, but now his option is, you know what? I don't have to play in the preseason or go to training camp. So why not? I mean, I understand him taking advantage of that part. I just think he miscalculated by not signing the contract. Was basically giving him $12 a year. I think he miscalculated him that move, and now he's going to probably lose some money out of it.
So, you know, Le'Veon Bell is not with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The reports are that it depends on which reports you're seeing. Some of the players are saying he's texting everybody, and that gives them thought that he might show up this week. He might not. He might wait another week. Basically, I think that's what's happening here with Le'Veon Bell. I think he's just sitting out. So you don't have to play preseason
holdouts
games.
Do not usually go well for running backs. Not trying to come in and be the bell cow. They usually do not go well. I remember, I can't remember off the top of my head, but normally they have like issues, like injury issues. Man, I can't think of who that was when he held out and he came back and he got banged up. He got banged up kind of early too, but history does not bode well for running backs when they hold out. I do know that.
And for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, you know, a lot of people thinking they can make an appearance to Super Bowl 52. Getting Bell in is critical to them. And having him – and look, if you're saying why would the Steelers, you know, and they may have had a long-term agreement, not want to, you know, commit so much money to Le'Veon Bell. Remember, he's had injury issues. He's had suspension issues. Le'Veon Bell's had trouble just kind of staying on the field during his career. And I think the Steelers are saying, look, give you $12 million in the franchise tender. You have to prove to us this year that you can stay on the field. You won't get suspended. You won't get hurt. You can be, you know, part of what we think is going to be a really good season. So, you know, we'll monitor this one. That's certainly one of the biggest stories, I think, in terms of star athletes in the NFL at the moment, is the holdout of Le'Veon Bell, and when he should, you know, return to action for the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to be a big one as we go forward here this week. Well, as the Falcons get ready to open Mercedes-Benz Stadium, what the Braves did at their new ballpark yesterday. We'll have all the latest in the headlines.
Thank you very much, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line. I think Eric Rett was one of the running backs who got hurt. But it was a few. I mean, the history does not go well for those guys. But thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.